Welcome back to another episode of the Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That's good.
I stole that from you last time.
You did, and that's okay. I let it go. It was your first day.
Okay.
Now that you're back and it's been a week, at least a week in the fiction of the podcast world.
Yeah.
You know, now you're going to be held to a higher standard.
Okay.
Now, for entertainment purposes only, somebody did, in real life, a friend of mine asked me for advice. And I had to tell him, I was like, I don't know what to say. And he's like, well, you do an advice podcast. And I was like, yeah, but that's just for entertainment purposes only. And so I gave him advice without the cards, by the way, just off the top of my head. But I did disclaim that it was for entertainment purposes only. And if he used it, he couldn't hold me responsible.
How did he take that?
I think he was okay with it because I thought I gave him pretty good advice.
Yeah.
We'll see if he takes the advice.
I think that's good advice. To anybody who's asked for advice, just to say this is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, you don't want to be held liable for that. And that was actually, I mean, before she was ever on the podcast, that was a Julia innovation of like, do you think anybody could sue you if they did what you said and got in trouble? And I was like, no, they certainly wouldn't take this podcast seriously enough to get mad at us for any nonsense that we said on this show.
Yeah.
But then I started thinking about it and was like, I don't know.
Because you could, I mean,
people do some weird
things. Potential to get into some deep topics. So. Yeah.
People ask serious questions. I mean, foreshadowing, spoiler alert, we have a more serious question today.
I haven't looked at the question, so.
This is going to be, you're going to find out.
Wow. I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
Good. On your second week, we're just throwing you right to the deep end with a tough question, but we'll get through it together.
Yeah.
And I should say, well, go ahead.
You I was going to say probably what you were going to say. And that person over there that's talking is Ben.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say, we haven't introduced ourselves. And that person over there is Kevin. And we're here together to solve all the world's problems, mostly one specific person, but also other people's later. The way that we are going to tackle today's more serious question is the same way that we tackle all serious questions, which is that we draw three cards. And in the order that we draw them, they indicate the recent past, the current actions, and the future, 100% money-back spiritual goal, guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only, outcome.
That doesn't get old, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah, just thought I'd let you know.
I appreciate that.
I'm really proud of you for that you've accomplished that in your career, and I hope to be able to add something as spicy to this podcast.
I hope on my tombstone they put 100% money-back spiritual goal, guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only, outcome. And then on the back, it says for entertainment purposes only.
That's good. That is good.
We'll do card of the week after we do the advice giving part.
Yeah, I do have to bring something up. So on our little outline that we have here,
yeah,
it says tease the card of the week. I think we should be nice to the card of the week.
Okay.
Don't tease it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm mean to it, but I mean, we'll try it your way.
But that's just because you favor the outro, which is what follows the card of the
week.
That
is true. That is my favorite part of the show. The part of the show where I've described it as like after your workout, you stretch, you know, and you feel good because the workout's over. You know, you did the workout, you know, like when you go running, it sucks to run. Like when you're actually running, but when you're done, you feel so good.
Yeah.
And you're stretching, you're cooling down. You're thinking about the thing that you're going to do in your day next. But you have to stretch because if you just stop, bad stuff can happen, I guess. I don't know what, but they say bad stuff can happen.
Yeah. I mean, you could like pull something maybe. Or,
yeah. I think you're more athletic than me, so you probably know.
Yeah. That. I don't know if that's the case. I mean, we're both two podcast and improv nerds, but, you know, I mean, I would agree that the outro is essential, just like warming down after a workout is.
Yeah. So yeah. That's the outro. We'll do that. Julia will skip through it, but there's good stuff. I mean, last week there was some good stuff in there.
Yeah.
We had laughs in the outro.
We did.
We try to keep it light while we're promoting ourselves.
Right.
So...
It took me a while, even though in podcast years it was a week.
Yeah.
But it was really only a couple minutes ago. And I was like, had to legitimately think back to the outro. And I said, oh, yeah, we did have some nuggets in there.
Yeah.
So
podcast time. I like that. It was a week ago in podcast time.
Yeah. Like dog years.
Like dog years. Exactly. Yeah. Podcast time. Should we get into the show proper? We're still sort of in like the foyer of the podcast.
The foyer, kind of getting our bearings, taking our coats off, exactly. Putting our hats up.
At my grandma's old house, like you used to come in. Well, you didn't ever come in the front door at my grandma's house. You came in the side door, which went into the kitchen. But then she would always say, like, you talk in the kitchen for a little while and she'd get you like something to drink. And then she'd be like, all right, should we go inside now? And you're like, well, we are inside. We're in the kitchen. But she meant like into the living room. You know, so she, even though we were inside, we still had to go inside.
Yeah, that's interesting. I had a very similar interaction.
Do we have the same grandma?
We do not. I don't think that we do. Okay. But there was a legit room. So the foyer is like the formal mudroom, right?
Okay, yeah.
Because there's always that side or back entrance that everybody in the family that's familiar uses, right? Mm-hmm. But that's just a mudroom. It's not as fancy as the foyer.
Right. The foyer is like, that's the front.
Yeah. And that's where you want the guests to come in.
And the chandelier and all that.
Yeah. So I think we're more of in the mudroom.
Okay,
we're familiar at this point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. And the Lals are too. Like, we have them come in the mudroom too. They don't need to go through the foyer. It's a whole ordeal.
Right. Please take your shoes off, but, you know, by all means, doors open, you know.
Yeah, just come on in.
Come on in.
Let's go inside.
Let's go inside.
And here we are in Quirin's Corner, inside. Inside proper. And today's question comes to us from Hannah from Roanoke, Virginia. And Hannah asks, what can I do to change my crippling anxiety, parentheses, social and otherwise, end parentheses, and keep it from continuing to ruin my life by making me constantly paralyzed with fear? Will it ever get better?
That is it's a good question. I think it's a question that's very broad that a lot of people are going to be able to relate to.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited. Thank you, Hannah, for asking the question.
Yeah, I think even though this is a comedy education podcast, takes a lot to put yourself out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we appreciate the question.
I am a little nervous as far as like pre-advice because I don't feel qualified both like as like a medical professional or somebody that doesn't that I am grateful that I don't, you know, suffer from anxiety, that I don't really know that I have any pre-advice.
I don't know that I do either. I'm in the same position of not wanting to like speak on something that I have not experienced myself in this case.
But I think nonetheless, we're grateful that you feel comfortable to come to us and ask for advice.
And we're grateful that the cards are here to save us.
Correct.
Because they're covered by the entertainment purposes only.
Yes. Money back.
Spiritual goal, guaranteed outcome, entertainment purposes only outcome.
Got it.
That. So that's good. And also, you know, we wear a lot of different hats here. There's the tarot bros, the litigation bros. Never the doctor bros.
No.
The medical bros.
Maybe I do have a little bit of pre-advice.
Okay.
And I don't
we
know
stalled if enough that you got some pre-advice.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know that it's necessarily pre-advice. And it's definitely if it's something that you're comfortable with, if you have to be comfortable with, and it would be a huge step. But a community that Ben and I know each other from, that other people that are in that community that have said they have these issues as well, and this has really helped, is the improv community.
Yeah.
'Cause it gets you out of that comfort zone, but in a kind of a controlled environment around a lot of supporting people. I've benefited a lot from being in that community, and I know that people that have anxiety have benefited as well. So,
yeah, I think that's, I'm glad that you brought that up, 'cause I don't think Brian and I, despite the fact that Brian and I also know each other from improv, I don't think that we ever talk about it too much, but yeah, there are a lot of people who go there to get on stage and make jokes, but there's also a lot of people who go there to try to like get outside of their comfort zone a little bit in a controlled, safe space.
Yeah.
So that's some good pre-advice if you're open to it, Hannah.
Yeah.
But now we'll see what the cards say. I did a little pre-shuffling, but I wanted to get at least one good shuffle in there so they know that we're not stacking the deck.
Yeah.
Well, are you ready?
I'm ready. Flip.
It's not as bad as you think.
So it's a nine?
Oh, sorry, it's a four.
A four.
It's the four of swords.
I forgot
that I had to tell you what the card was.
X is nine, yeah. The four of swords. Is this like, it looks like a, I don't think that's an actual person that's laying down. It looks like it's like a mausoleum or a monument that's laying down.
That's what it looks like, but allegedly, it's just supposed to be a person, despite the fact that it does look like a mausoleum.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a person who's like resting, but it doesn't look like a place that you would want to rest.
No, because there's the swords that are above this person that are pointing down at him or her. But his hands are, you know, they look very comfortable, rested on his chest, pointing upwards, which I've known that the direction of the hands is something that I need to be aware of when I'm looking at tarot cards. There's also a sword under him, or maybe beside him, and a pretty neat stained glass window.
The four of swords is weird because it looks like a mausoleum or like the person is dead, but they're not supposed to be.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Botanical Garden. You know, there's like Henry Shaw's tomb is there.
Oh, really?
And it's like a... It's
I'm learning, I'm learning something
like
now.
Yeah, it looks like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he have four swords in it?
No. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I'll have to go back and check. No.
Okay. Maybe this was the inspiration.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I doubt it. It was... Henry Shaw was after Tarot Times.
Yeah, most definitely.
So the Four of Swords is about like resting. That's why this person is doing what looking dead because they're resting. And the way that the swords are positioned, the one sword that's sort of like under him and pointing to the left indicates some sort of problem that's been resolved and taken care of. But the three swords that are hanging above him stand for other problems that are left to be solved. And so the person's resting because he's just tackled a big problem and now new problems are going to present themselves. So he's getting ready. And swords, too, we should say, in line with the question, swords are the suit of the mind and what's going on in your brain.
The cards know this question.
Yeah.
And this is, I'm glad that we left it up to the cards because that, I think that that, you know, kind of explains it, the question pretty well.
Yeah.
Or maybe the past, you know.
The past of like, yeah, trying to deal with this anxiety. You solve one problem, but then you feel like you need to rest before you like put yourself back out there.
Yeah.
Should we move on to the present?
Yeah, let's do it.
Flip. This one you can read yourself.
The Emperor. Again, a four.
Yeah, but a major arcana.
It's a major arcana because it has the words on it. Because
it has the words on it, exactly.
Yeah. The Emperor is sitting on a throne. The throne has ram's heads on it. He's wearing a crown, got a big white beard. In his left hand, he's holding... I know this isn't going to be correct, but I do want to say that it looks like one of those Uncrustables.
Oh, like those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches yeah. that don't have the crust on them?
Uh-huh.
Well, you've said it on the podcast, so now it's true.
Yeah. They're not a sponsor, by the way.
No. Just Kevin's just a big fan.
Just a big fan. If they want a sponsor, they can. So yeah, that's what that looks like. And then in his right hand, he's holding some type of like scepter that has a circle at the top of it. He looks stoic.
Yeah.
Like he's just kind of chilling. But obviously being the emperor, he's like powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So
the emperor is like all the suits have a king in them. And the emperor is like Xerxes, the king of kings. And is somebody who has... like has experience, has wisdom, has seen some things, and is like this powerful figure who, you know, you don't get to be. I mean, maybe you do get to be emperor just by showing up.
Well, so you say Xerxes, is he, you're just saying Xerxes like in the form of he's a king of kings.
Yeah. That's what they called him, right? In that 300 movie, he was the king of kings.
Yeah. But like not, he's not a, this, the that's emperor not isn't Xerxes. Bad. Isn't like
no,
a
no,
bad,
no, no, no. He's not like the bad guy.
Okay. So he's just yeah. powerful?
Just powerful and just really more in the sense of like this person didn't get to where they are by like just showing up. This person is smart, they're strategic, they're cunning, they've mastered sort of the other suits of the tarot, like swords, they're smart, cups, they have like mastered their emotions, wands, they had passion, and then coins, they're sort of a master of the material realm. So this is a person who has really put in the hours to get to where he is and now has a bunch of wisdom and power, but is also this like stoic emperor figure, strong and powerful, which is interesting in the context of this question, because from Hannah's question, I don't think Hannah feels like the emperor.
Yeah, but I think the cards are telling her that she is.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. I mean, Hannah, I feel like this is a good card.
Yeah.
I think it'll give you confidence, you know, especially following that first card, that it's, yes, there are these challenges, but, you know, now you are, I guess, stronger because of them.
Yeah.
Even though you're still facing them going forward.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's good. Of like, yeah, in the four, like you solved a problem and now you're resting up for the next one. And you're going to use the experience from like fighting through some of this anxiety in the past to make it easier to fight anxiety in the present.
In the present. Yeah.
Anxiety in the present. The future.
Flip.
Oh my God, we did it. Ten of Wands.
Ten of Wands. You don't like the Ten of Wands.
No, I don't like the Ten of Wands. I think it's a dumb card, but Brian likes it.
And I know I've heard what it is before, but I don't remember at all.
Well, that's all right. That was back when you were just a lol, not a host.
Yeah.
Now you have the amateur title, so you're taking on new responsibility.
Right. So I'm going to tell you what is going on in this card. It is a person holding 10 wands. Their face is buried in the wands. So they're carrying a lot. Now it's all kind of coming back to me. There's a better way to carry these wands.
You're killing it.
There's definitely, like, that's not the most effective. You're going to lose some of these wands. You need to carry it better.
Brian always describes it as the work smarter, not harder card. It's because, like, this person has a better way to carry this weight, whether that's, like, a backpack or, rather than carrying them vertically, carrying them horizontally or asking a friend to help. This is somebody who had a lot of passion and a lot of fire and was ready to tackle some challenges and then carried these wands in a bad way and is now sort of dealing with some burnout from that and is getting weighed down. And in the context of this question, I feel like maybe, you know, the story that we're telling here is like, okay, in the Four of Swords, you dealt with some of this anxiety, but there's more to come. And then the Emperor in the present is reminding you that, like, you've faced these challenges before. You know what to do because you're experienced now and you can use that strength to power through. And now we arrive at the Ten of Wands, which is about carrying all this weight by yourself. And I think maybe the advice here is, like, you don't have to do it alone.
Yeah. I really like the Emperor card. The Emperor card to me is like, you have the ability and you have it in you to take this on. And then with that Ten of Wands, because the Emperor card's saying, like, yeah, you're great, but the cards also want you to know that, like, just, you are great. You're still going to deal with this. Mm-hmm. And there are other ways, you know, again, work smarter, right?
Right.
So this is going to be a challenge to deal with going forward. The Emperor card isn't saying, you know, you are great, but there still is going to be these challenges.
Yeah, like once you become the Emperor, like, you still got to watch the throne. Like, you don't just, like, sit down and you're like, all right, I've done it.
Yeah.
You have to, like, keep.
Yeah. It's still going to be hard, but there are, like, resources and other things that you can use to help you carry those wands.
Awesome.
I think that's good.
I think that's
good. I like this. This is good.
This was a good reading. Well, we've ended Querence Corner. Thank you very much to Hannah for your question and best of luck to you. And also, there are people out there to talk to if you do need more help, and also other people in your life who are probably wanting to help you as well.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Hannah. It's good. We do like to have fun on this show, but, you know, that was a good question that I think a lot of people are going to appreciate what the cards had to say, and just, I guess, knowing, you know, there's other people out there doing the same thing. So,
yeah.
Great question. Feel good about it. I also want to thank the LOLs,
yeah,
which is the Legions of Loyal Listeners or Lizards.
I feel like you're jumping into the outro, but we haven't even done Card of the Week.
Oh, shoot.
I mean, you can thank them. They probably appreciate it.
Yeah, I was looking down. Okay. Sorry, guys. I got ahead of it. So that was actually just a tease of the outro.
Oh, nice. It was like a little demo.
A demo of what the outro is going to be.
So stick around for that. Get excited.
Yeah. Sorry, the training wheels are still on here, guys.
Yeah. I mean, I did say I was going to hold you responsible this week. Like, you know, playtime's over. So I will garnish your wages, but we'll move forward.
I'd like to just issue a formal apology to the Card of the Week.
Okay.
The Card of the Week is, I think, is one of my favorite
parts of the show.
Because
it's about you.
Yeah. We've been over this before. It is because it's about me.
Well, the Card of the Week accepts your apology.
Thank you.
Should we go there now?
Let's go to the Card of the Week. I do also want to say that Querence Corner is growing on me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now the whole show's about you. So in some ways, I think the whole show is growing on you.
I think because, you know, we got off to a really good start.
Yeah.
And I'm stumbling a little bit on the downslope of this one, but I think it's okay.
We'll recover. We'll pull out of it.
Just the aesthetics, though. I mean, you know, I don't want it to be just about me, but the aesthetics of the corner, not necessarily being in the corner. I don't know. It's a good place.
All right. Well, Kevin, tell them what Card of the Week is.
So the card of the week is a card that's for all of the listeners, and it's going to kind of set the path. Oh, and there's other people that it's for, your neighbors.
Yes.
And Lycan.
And Lycan. And all the people that are on the worksite with you on top of the roof. I mean, it's really for anyone.
It's really for anyone. So if you have been listening by yourself with, you know, headphones or something, now is the time to unplug that, hook it up to your Bluetooth speaker, and blast it out.
Yes. If you're on the metro right now, or like the subway or whatever, like, now's the time to be like, hey, everyone.
Yes. But also obey local laws and, you know, be respectful of the people that you're riding the metro with.
I mean, I feel like that's good advice for life. Yes. You know, that's like some pre-advice on Card of the Week. Obey local laws and be respectful to other people that are around you.
Yes. Correct.
I also forgot last week, part of Card of the Week is that we're supposed to read out of the book.
Oh.
And we completely forgot.
But I feel like we still nailed it.
Oh, we still nailed it. But yeah. It's just like tradition, you know, like I don't want to get a phone call from Brian like, ooh, you didn't read the book. And then my wages would be garnished.
Oh, yeah. I forget that Brian's your boss. I always thought that I only had one hill to climb, but now I know that I have two.
Yeah. First you got to come for my job, and then you got to come for Brian's job.
Yeah.
So stick in there. All right. Here we go.
Flip.
This is the three of coins.
Kevin's
puzzled.
Yeah. I'm definitely puzzled. I don't know. I'm going to say, and I don't know anything about the three of coins, and I can't remember what coins are, and please don't tell me right now, Ben, because okay. I'm just going to give you...
You're just going
to
give
me I don't want you to
impression.
Tilt my hand. Well, I'll just say what the card is like. So there is...
No Uncrustables. Or are there?
No.
Okay.
There's a person that's standing on a bench. So there's two archways with... the pentacles are at top of it, like in a very ornate fashion. It looks like almost like a church. Yeah, it's definitely a church, because homeboy on the right has like the shaved head, so that's like a friar of some sort. There's a person that's standing on a bench, and the two people on the right seem to be looking at this person like puzzled, like, why are you on a bench? Like, why are you, this is a church, this is a house of God. My initial reaction was that I don't like this card, but I think I do like this card. It seems like this person's a performer and kind of like against the establishment, like don't tell me what to do type of person. And I have no idea if that's correct, but
I feel like I'm just going to read and then it's going to confirm some of the things that you said before I comment on the things that you said.
Okay.
Three, a sculptor at his work in a monastery.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Divinatory meanings, vocation, trade, skilled labor. Usually, however, regarded as a card of nobility, aristocracy, renown, glory.
So I wasn't right on the nose. I was right that it's like a performer type, kind of.
Kind of. This card is about these three people are in the monastery, and together they're building it. They're building the monastery. And there's like the friar. There's the guy who's standing on the bench. He's like supposed to be the roofer. And then that other guy in the robe, I don't know. He's there too. Maybe okay. He's just like the union supervisor.
Did they have unions in Terra times?
They had guilds. It's like a union, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think no.
All right. Guild supervisor.
So I was not very close on this card. I was basically only right about it
the
being
monastery?
A religious
Yeah, the
place.
Church thing because of the friar.
Yeah. He does look like he's up to no good. Like they're looking at him like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're right. In this art, on this specific card, it does look a bit combative.
Okay.
Other illustrations are a bit more cooperative because it's supposed to be cooperative. It's okay. Like three people are here. They're working on the monastery. Everybody has a role to play. Like the friar, he does the religious stuff. The builder, he's working on that. And then that other guy, the guild / union supervisor, I don't know, he's there too. But everybody's got a role to play, and it's about like teamwork and collaboration to bring something to life that's bigger than what you could do on your own.
Okay.
And that's what this card is about.
I like that. I like that too, that last week was all about like working hard and putting your feet to the pavement. And this one's like, hey man, you worked really hard last week. Now it's time for teamwork.
Yeah. And we have skilled labor, vocation. So this week, find some friends, knock it out together. Don't do it all on your own because you can't.
Cool.
You need help.
That's good.
Now we're in the outro.
I jumped the gun a little bit earlier.
But now we've caught up with the bullet.
We have. Whew. That was me putting my hand out in front and catching the bullet, figuratively.
That's good. I mean, I used to be the Foley artist on this show, but you've kind of taken over the flipping duties. You're catching bullets. Maybe that's another title that you've earned.
Foley artist.
It's sort of a lateral move or like an additional job that you've taken on.
I'm okay with that.
But Foley artist, I'm passing it on to you.
Perfect.
You know, we all have new roles to play now.
Check out our ASMR podcast coming out later. It's not. There will not be one.
Maybe. Is that what you're going to... Well, maybe when we get to Kevin TBD, maybe that's what you'll announce. But before we get there, we want to say thank you again to Hannah for your question this week.
Yeah, thanks, Hannah.
And also, thank you very much to all of the Lols out there who have been listening and following along.
Thanks, Lols. I appreciate you. Hopefully, after these first two episodes, you have accepted me as the rightful heir to this throne. And I'm looking forward to get to knowing you a little bit more.
Kevin's the emperor now. And now a moment of silence for any laws we lost along the way.
That was good.
That was good. We have a website. It's amateurtarot.com. At that website, you can ask us your questions and it comes right to us and then we answer them.
You can also ask us questions by calling us at 314-325-6047.
And if you call within the next 10 minutes of us recording this episode, I will give you have something to say. So you're going to give him something.
I was going to say, I will give Ben a high five. Then it'll be a good high five.
Nice. We'll like look at each other's elbows to make sure that we
nail it. Have we had that conversation before?
I don't know.
I feel like we have.
I almost feel like it came up in an improv show that we did with Michael.
I think so. Yeah.
So that, yeah, you're right.
The readers.
The readers. Yeah, this will ultimately be converted to a transcript. And you'll just have to read it.
The listeners don't know Michael, but Michael is very much a part of our team here.
Yeah, our lore. We have a Facebook group, and that Facebook group is facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot. There's a lot of fun chatter going on in there with tarot memes and Harry Potter memes and general purpose memes. For you to comment on. For your commenting pleasure.
For entertainment purposes only.
Yes. Now, here we are in the spot. Kevin, TBD. He's working on something. I know in tarot time it's been a week. And you think that maybe he's had time to get started. But in real life, it's not been that long.
It has not. It really hasn't been that long. And I've already forgot what my handle was going to be.
At Wash This Face.
Wash This Face.
So keep waiting for that. Maybe that'll be an ASMR podcast. Maybe it'll be something else. We don't know.
Oh, that's still interesting. Formed. A spinoff. Anyway, you can find Ben online at imakingallthisup.com.
It's just a spinoff podcast where you rub tarot cards together.
And wash my face.
And wash. Oh, yeah. You wash your face. Maybe you shave. You get some of that like the shaving sound effects. I do need to shave.
Maybe it's a video podcast. A vlog.
A vlog of you.
An ASMR vlog.
Of you washing your face and shaving. A little hot towel on there.
I don't know if I'm cool enough for that. But
all right. Well, think about it. Yeah. TM. Nobody can steal that.
TM.
Please, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We need your help. We crave your validation. And the algorithms also crave those ratings so that other people can find us.
I need to do this.
You haven't done it?
No.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, that's before you get on the Wash This Face thing and start working on that. Go to Apple Podcasts. Search Amateur Tarot, we're the only thing that comes up, and then give us 5 stars and also one or two sentences about what you like about the show.
I like the show because I'm on it. I think we already know the answer.
Well, sure. We know that answer.
Because I'm selfish.
Maybe the people on iTunes, if they're deciding to listen to this or some other tarot podcast, they'll see your review that says 5 stars. I like the show because I'm on it. And then that will convince them to listen.
Yeah. Good.
All right. Item number 9. Thank you too. And I want to say thank you to the movie Toy Story 4. Because I just saw it last week. I didn't have high hopes because, like, I thought the third one was pretty good. And, like, I thought they were just kind of milking it to try to get a little more juice out of the over-squeezed Toy Story lime. But it was very good.
Wow. I need to go see it. I think...
They don't sponsor us either, but that's just my pitch.
Yeah. If they want to, they can.
Sure.
Is it Pixar?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pixar.
We'll take Pixar sponsorship.
Yeah. If you guys want... We have the phone number up there.
Just give us a call.
I think I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I did not get down on Toy Story 3. Like, I was not a fan of that one. Okay. So Toy Story 4, I need to go see it.
Yeah, I didn't really want to see it, but then my family wanted to go see it, so I went and saw it with them, and it was good.
I'm pumped for The Lion King.
Oh, yeah. We want to see that, too.
They haven't released yet, but we'll have one more podcast before it's released, I think, because it's like in the middle of July. Yeah. So if they want to, that's a good sponsor. We can sponsor you.
Yeah, upcoming for the release. Yeah. So like Pixar and Disney, you know the phone number. Shuffle back a couple seconds, like a minute, and you'll get the phone number.
Yep.
All right. And with that,
spoiler alert, magic is real.
Are you ready?
Bam, bam, down, down, down.
I mean, you know how the song goes. That's all you need.
That's all I need. See ya. Mic drop. No, I'm not going to drop this mic. It's not mine.
It's not mine either. So don't break it.